listening to WMFO Bedford. Loser.
WMFO Medford, Boston, going in overtime here. This is the lounge. We got myself, Danny. We got Stephanie. We got Patty. And we also have the man, Quincy Lord, hanging in studio.
Yay.
What an awesome set that you did. And what are some of the tour dates? You got some upcoming dates that are coming up?
Yeah, a few shows coming up. I'll be in Burlington, Vermont on September 15th. A little bit of a drive for
no one. Way. Love yeah. Burlington, Vermont.
Yeah, it's a cool little place. The place is called Drink, so that's pretty promising for me, I think. I'll be there September 15th. On the 22nd, I'm going to be a little closer to home. I'll be at PA's Lounge in Somerville.
That's a great venue.
Yeah,
a very great venue.
I'm excited. And then it looks like October 1st, I'm going to be at Harlow's Pub in Peterborough, which is much closer for the rest of my friends over there because we're from New Hampshire. That doesn't have as many cows as you guys seem to think.
Cow Hampshire. What time do the shows generally start? We have the dates, but what are the times of these?
The most of them start around 7.
Oh, an early start.
It's an early start. You get there.
Some I'm playing 2 or 3 hours, so it's a...
We're going to line one. We have our producer, Evan Myers. What up, Evan?
What up, Danny? What up, guys? How you doing?
Hi, Dan. Evan.
Hi.
Good loss there.
Patty.
Hi, Evan.
Hi, Patty.
How are you?
Stephanie's there, right?
Hi, Stephanie's right next to me. I'm touching her as we speak.
Are you touching? Oh, wow.
I'm touching her.
Bodies touching bodies.
Yes.
I'll tell you, a lot of tense.
Don't worry, the supervisor.
This evening.
All right, right. Hey, Quincy, bro, that was a great set, by the way.
Hey, thank you. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no kidding. No joke. I wish we originally had met under better circumstances, but I'm glad we did. It was definitely worth bringing you on the show, and you definitely rocked it out. By the way, that's an actual radio credit. So you got. So if you ever get a question on the CD release, if you have radio spin, you got a radio spin.
Awesome.
There we go. Yeah. Spinned on the lounge here.
See,
awesome.
We count.
We do.
Yeah. No, that was awesome. Really, really good job. Good show, guys.
Thank you, Evan.
Evan, I miss you.
I know. We got to get you back in studio.
And Evan, what are you doing next weekend?
What am I doing next weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. That's so far away.
Arrow Chicks.
What's going on?
Arrow Chicks is playing next weekend.
Where are Arrow Chicks playing?
Boathouse and Drake It. You coming?
Drake It. Oh, I might have to.
I think you might have to, even if I have to come pick you up.
Hey.
Oh, it's all innocent fun.
All innocent fun until a couple of beers go down.
I get very jealous.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Evan, I may have to circle around and piddle here and there.
Stephanie, you're welcome to come and piddle if you want.
Why don't you piddle with us?
I'll have to mark my territory.
Can I bring my jazz hands and then jazz along?
Oh, my God, those jazz hands.
There's going to be piddling and jazz hands.
Listen. Go spank your jazz hands, okay?
All right.
Ooh, I will. Evan, Danny was very, subliminally sexual this evening. I think he's got a lot of pent up
frustration and tension going on. He hasn't sat down all
night. Talking about spankings and what other kind
stripping.
Of things. Yeah.
And stripping.
Yeah, stripping. Talking about stripping down.
Stripping
I know.
Down.
I'm feeling very violated, Evan. I really wish you were here. I'm kind of scared.
I know, right?
What's happening? I just don't know what's happening. I don't know.
That's all right. There's two of us, Patty. Two, one of them. Yeah, I think we can take
them. I think we could definitely take them.
All right. Hey, so I got to run. But hey, Quincy, you still there, buddy?
I am.
Oh, awesome. How can everybody find you again? Pump all your promoted sites, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you got.
Absolutely. I'm on Facebook. I'm on YouTube. You can find me at Quincy Lord Music. That's Lord, L-O-O-D, Quincy Lord Music. Find me everywhere. Like my stuff. Listen to my music. Post random comments. Try and make me laugh. Do what you want.
No comment
very good,
on that.
Very good.
Well, no comment.
Isn't that a comment? I got to run, guys.
All right,
bye, Evan.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
All right, see you. Great show.
All right.
See you later.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, Evan Myers, great producer of The Lounge.
Yes, all right, our lifeline.
We're going to do one more block. I know we have requests that people called in. If we didn't get to them, I'm really, really sorry.
If we didn't get to them, it's Danny's fault.
It's my fault. Blame everything on me, seriously.
Send the hate mail.
Care of Danny
Martinetti.
She gave away the last name. Patty, can I throw you in here, too?
My name is Patty Pepe, and that's my real name. Don't laugh.
P-E-P-I.
Patty with a Y.
P-I-P-E.
So listen, I'm actually going to take off. I can't hang around for the block, but I just wanted to say goodbye to everybody.
Oh, goodbye.
You're awesome, Quincy. I love you. I want to talk to Charlie Farron about you. That's how good I think you are.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm gonna send videos to him. September is recovery month. If you know anybody that has any problems with drugs or anything or alcohol, please send them to me. Just hit me up on Facebook. I know a lot of people.
Throw them a lifeline.
I will throw them a lifeline.
And we have Danny who has all kinds of problems without the drugs.
I know.
I don't think there's any lifeline for jazz hands.
And you're stripping down and whatever you're doing over there. I don't know. Just keep your hand. Don't even kiss me tonight when I leave. Please. I don't know where it's been.
This is your brain.
It's The Lounge, WMFO.
Boston's own.
I always led a life of my own. Never waited for the ring of the phone. Never had anyone here when I got home. I'm yeah.
always blows my mind. I'm gonna get that girl and do it by the side.
WMFO Medford, your home to your freeform station and the lounge. Every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on 91.5 WMFO Medford and WMFO.org.
Oh, I can't let
101.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. It
what
is
a
the
great
lounge
show.
Ah, my goodness.
Hey, that was Syeda Garrett with Do You Want It Right Now?
I do.
Taylor Dane also did a remake and cover of that, but Syeda Garrett was the original, and that's what I put on tonight because not like an original cut. Syeda Garrett also did Don't Look Any Further with Dennis Edwards, former Temptation. So you know that one, Danny.
I'm just going to let you continue doing it. This is great. Al B. Shore with Rescue Me, and that's off his debut album, Al B. Shore, released on May 3rd, 1988 on good old Uptown Records. Huge, literally a huge success, and having it made number 20 on the Billboard 200 and number 1 on the top R&B hip-hop albums chart, where it actually remained for 7 weeks.
Yes.
And his cousin actually produced it.
Every cut on that was unbelievable. Night and Day, Off on Your Own. He did a remake of Killing Me Softly on that album. Great, great album. And he was really cute. He was one of the few guys that could rock a unibrow.
I was rocking that until I was about 13. I think everyone does.
And we started everything off with Boston's own disco diva, all the way from Mission Hill in Roxbury.
That's right, Mission Hill Girl.
LaDonna Gaines, a.k.a. Donna Summer, with Love's About to Change My Heart.
And Quincy Lord, my friend, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Absolutely.
Performing some great, great music. And real quick, where can people catch you again?
Quincy Lord Music on Facebook and YouTube. Find it, like it, listen.
Find it, like it,
find
listen.
It, like
I
it,
like
listen.
That.
I like those directions.
I like it.
And of course, my gorgeous niece, Ariana Rhiannon.
Yep, seriously,
she was here
thank you.
Filming it live, and she did some great camera work, and she unfortunately got me in some of the clips.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to be the new entourage when he goes out and performs now. You're going to have to be his sidekick and do all of the social media, because you did a fantastic job on Facebook Live.
I don't know if I can do that. That's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure.
Talks,
and,
Garbo,
you know,
talks.
Do the contract, sign it up, because she's worth it now.
And Disco Baby, thank you, as always, hanging out in the studio with Mama. I love that.
Yeah, and welcome to the class. Class here at Tufts University. All the kids are moving in. Labor Day weekend is this weekend. So
happy Labor Day to everybody.
Right. Don't drink and drive. You're out there. All the moms. Yes, you're out there having a good time. Uber, Lyft. You know how to do it.
Yeah, call
walk.
A friend.
Walk.
Call
there
a
you
cab.
Go. When's the last time somebody walked?
Walk it off.
That's the best thing to do is to walk it off.
And Danny, you know, like my mom always says, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
That's right. Have a great Labor Day weekend. We'll be back on Thursday. This is 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Good night and God bless.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed this rhyme to explain in due time. A valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock ticks life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. Keep that in mind, I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property. Remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far.
like this king says to ourselves. Don't have to share with no one else. Don't keep your secrets to yourself. It's Kama Sutra show and tell.
A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created for love. Yeah. it brings a tear into my eyes. I'll drown. Oh, yes. Yeah.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
my bones. Wash off my hands till it's gone. The walls, they're closing in with velvet curtains. Some love was made for the lights. Some kiss your cheek and goodnight. Lift up a red high heel. Lock up your doors with steel. They're making noise in my street. My blinds are drawn, I can't see. Smashed in my car window, didn't touch the stereo. Slow it down, Angie, come back to bed. Rest your arms and rest your legs.
Avoid. got a chase last night from men with truncheons dressed in hats. We didn't do that much wrong, still ran away though for the laugh, just for the laugh. And please just stop talking, 'cause they won't find us if you do. Oh, those silly boys in blue, well, they won't catch me and you. Have you been drinking, son? You don't look old enough to me. I'm sorry, officer, is there a certain age you're supposed to be? 'Cause nobody told me. And overalls, the riot van, and these lads just wind the coppers up. They ask why they don't catch proper crooks. They get their address and their names took. But they couldn't care less. Him in, and there was no way he could win. Just had to take it on the chin.
This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
If it seems like I've been lost, and let's remember, feeling older and missing my younger